My Letters and Sounds, Phase 5 Reader. The Walkie-Talkies by Howis Morgan. Zane and Tyler were twins. It was their birthday on Sunday. They planned a party at the busy swimming pool where their mother worked. I can't wait for Sunday. The day before the party, Zane and Tyler whirled around the kitchen while their cake baked. They laughed and twirled down the hall. Then the worst thing happened. Zane slipped on the floor and fell over. His leg was sore. That hurts! Zane, Tyler, and their mother went to the hospital. They got some bad news. I'm afraid your leg is broken. If you walk or swim, your leg will get worse. A swimming party won't work now. It's all right. We can always have the party at home. Zane and Tyler opened their presents early on Sunday. Walkie-talkies! Mum made them some costumes. Zane tried his on. It looks pretty good. When their friends arrived, they learned how to talk like parrots.
Who's a pretty Polly?
Then they pretended they were sailing a huge ship. Ahoy there! This is my ship, the Black Pearl. They used chalk to draw waves and sharks on the ground. They wore blindfolds and played Pin the Flag on the ship. Zane couldn't have a turn playing Walk the Plank. He watched the others instead. Don't fall in the water! Then it was time for Tyler and the others to search for gold coins. Zane was sad that he couldn't search with them. It's all right, Zane. I have a plan. Tyler gave Zane the map and one of the walkie-talkies. Tyler took the other walkie-talkie. He heard Zane tell him where to search. Look under the bush. The children found all the gold coins and gave some to Zane. Fantastic teamwork. Thanks to the walkie-talkies, Zane and Tyler had the best birthday.